Time now on WATD to check in with Dr. John Hayes. Dr. John Hayes is with us every Thursday at this time with his segment, Living and Practicing by Design. Dr. John Hayes, for a better experience at the doctor's office, try Dr. John Hayes' new, highly personalized and affordable direct primary care practice. You can find out more at drjohnhayesjr.com, drjohnhayesjr.com. Dr. John Hayes is in the house on a Thursday. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Great to see you. Yes, and I know this week we're going to talk about an important topic, as you mentioned, and you said this has been one of the articles that's gotten a lot of attention on your blog, right?
Yes, for sure. So this one, I have to give credit to my wife, Patty, who actually wrote this article, because we talked about the last time that April is Stress Awareness Month in our practice. So,
yes.
And we really have struck a chord with this because of all the topics we've spoken about in health over time, by far, this one has been the most prominent, the most significant, the most feedback, the most response. So it's a major issue, as we talked about, and that's really why Patty put this article together. We wanted today kind of address the negative effects that stress can have, mm-hmm. particularly in the heart and the sleep.
All right, so let's talk about stress and how, as you said, affects everything in your body and your life. We know we all have this. Of course, it starts out, and it was, I imagine, originally probably good to have some stress to keep us alive in the beginning days from creatures.
Well, absolutely, and you know what? It's still really good to keep us alive. So
yeah.
The biggest takeaway here is if you have a sudden onset of stress, it could also indicate something's wrong inside your body. So get some medical attention.
Okay.
Seriously.
These are things your body's telling you.
Especially as we get older, if you have diabetes, sometimes a feeling of stress could actually be a manifestation of a heart attack and that type of thing. So you want to be really on top of what's going on. But once that is squared away, if it is squared away, one of the biggest dangers about stress is prolonged stress and mm-hmm. its effects on the heart and the sleep in particular, which Patty talked about in this particular article.
All right. So let's talk about this. So the body's fight or flight response triggered. Let's talk about, of course, it can be triggered by anything in modern times now.
Well, that's the other issue. We spoke about that a lot the last time about how especially cell phone usage, you know, unwaveringly is leading to so much stress going on right now.
Yep.
That's another entire topic, but it's a huge issue for a lot of people.
Road rage, bullying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever
it
is.
It's totally out of control. And the
people going back and forth on Facebook groups.
Well, yes. And not realizing that you are in fact being manipulated. There's no question. I mean, there's so much we could talk about
so
in that regard.
There. All right, so let's talk about what happens internally and how does this affect us then?
So the two biggest things are some of the hormones that get secreted by the body under stress. One is cortisol, which in small amounts is an anti-inflammatory type of substance, but in higher amounts it continues to drive the stress response and can have a very, very negative effect. It can cause an increase in blood pressure. You know, temporary spikes in blood pressure keep us alive. Like you're out in the woods and you see a bear and you got to run.
Yeah.
Okay. So that type of thing.
You want to load that energy.
Exactly.
And
exactly. And you got to run. But when it continues unabated, especially, this is where the negative effects happen. Blood pressure rises. When blood pressure rises, you have increased risk of heart disease over time, increased risk of stroke in particular, and sometimes even the short term in stroke, which is why acute stress can be very, very dangerous in some people more than others. So it's really important to just realize that. The other thing that I want to mention here is chronic stress and heart arrhythmias. Heart arrhythmias is when the heart fails to beat normally. There's a number of different ones. You know, SVT, supraventricular tachycardia, is common. AFib, atrial fib, has a number of different causes. But adding stress on top of those things or over time contributing to the development of changes in the heart architecture actually is something that we really all need to be aware of.
So there can be long-term effects.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Absolutely, long-term
definitive
effects.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So it's important to, as you said, listen to your body, listen to your signs, talk about it, have the conversations, look at the causes, and maybe there are changes that you can make.
Well, correct. This is the biggest thing, and so much of it just comes down to diet and lifestyle and habits. You know, all of which we've spoken about before.
Yeah.
So.
Now I know also you talk about stress in addition to affecting the heart. Affecting sleep. And this is something, it seems like more and more I hear about people having sleep issues.
Yeah, sleep disruption is huge. And so much of it right now, again, is linked to cell phone usage. There's no question. Knocking off your cell
screen
phone.
Screen time.
Well, yeah, screen time total, but also cell phone usage. The worst thing you can do, I think, is to continue to use your phone after your workday is over, quite frankly.
Yeah.
It becomes very, very detrimental. It's too easy to get sucked in. It is addicting. People that promote on it know that this is a fact. So,
no, in some ways it seems like an extra organ.
Well, unfortunately, sometimes
right?
It does.
It does. It is hard to remove it,
right.
And I think you're right. I feel like it stays with the person and it follows you around, and then so do all the other issues. But I guess when it comes to getting to sleep, they always used to tell me in the old days, not to have a TV in your bedroom or something
Exactly. No,
the cell phone's the same kind of thing.
It's worse. The cell phone's worse because sometimes there are people that actually sleep with their cell phone. I understand. When I was a resident on call, I had a cell phone with me at all times because that was our pagers.
Yeah.
And I understand sometimes their work requirements. I get that completely.
Yeah, but to do it, gotta be woken up.
Right. But to do it every night when you don't have to, it's a mistake. And I honestly feel the same way about television or newspapers or anything else like that in the bedroom.
Okay.
And the more hours before sleep you can calm your body, watch something relaxing if you
wind down
or reading
or
stretching. Making sure you're well fed, well hydrated, and so on makes a big difference in how your night goes.
Mm. Okay, so stress can contribute to insomnia, and that can also lead to, again, these long-term effects in chronic disorders.
Exactly. Yeah, they're very, very interrelated. The effects of stress on the heart and the effects of stress on sleep cycles in particular.
Okay. Well, what are some strategies that you tell people about? Obviously, they come in sometimes. Are there stress management strategies that you talk to people?
Yeah, absolutely, positively. But the biggest thing is to, as I say before, and I'm seeing a whole lot of this now, especially where there's a lot of people trying to self-diagnose or work with so-called functional medicine practitioners who aren't physicians.
Yeah.
You need to understand that if you're feeling stress, your body sometimes is trying to tell you something. So oftentimes the first thing we do is start with a screening EKG and basic laboratory studies. And I cannot tell you how many times when we do that, we see that the person has perhaps a nutrient deficiency, perhaps they have an anemia that's created their feeling of palpitations in the heart. That's just one or two examples, but they're more common than a lot of people realize. So the first thing is to get a thorough physical examination, a thorough workup, because you want to know what's going on physiologically, which could be compounding or causing the stress. But aside of that, like you mentioned, there are strategies we can do, which are lifestyle related. Exercise in particular, hydration, good diet. Those are the mainstays, no question.
All right. And Dr. John Hayes, if people want to get in touch with you and talk more, I know your practice is in Marshfield.
Correct. Yep.
People can reach out to drjohnhayesjr.com, drjohnhayesjr.com. Or send a call or text to the 781 number, 659-7989. That's 781-659-7989. And also, Dr. John Hayes has a lot of information and great blogs up on his webpage. You can get a lot of information at drjohnhayesjr.com, drjohnhayesjr.com. And Dr. John Hayes is with us every Thursday at this time as we get into different topics, and feel free to text in as we go along through these weeks, and Dr. John may address one of your questions, so feel free to text those in at 781-837-4900. We might use it in a future segment. Dr. John Hayes, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.